Do you remember the exact spot of where they say you were born?
Yes, I do. But I don't remember living there.
Can you just tell us where it is?
It's west of town, on down the road. Continued on west from Raymond Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little ways.
That was very successful for you, wasn't it?
Yes, I really enjoyed that, and the children loved me so much. And some of them are still dear friends of mine. Thank you.
when I was a little girl and we'd go back to Dyer when we lived in Gibson, I could always tell if it was your friend or if it were Daddy's friend, because they'd say, "Oh, little Esther, I knew that was your friend. She's just like little Esther. Oh, she's just like little Jessie." So I could always tell whose friend they were.
As surprised as you'd be when he asked if we could call. no thank you.
Stomping on the rights of the poor, the destitute I testify will rise in a matter of lifetimes. So climb into the mind through the scale or a spine. When hips start slithering to baselines, it'll make the wallflower blossom, make you feel anonymous and conscious at the same time. I can't remain calm waiting for repeats or a nuclear bomb to drop. Minus in the record shop, with or without distribution, independent from the bullish of a major. Remember Monday evening in the record stores at 12 midnight to cop the new album off the shelf, either saving up allowance or your minimum wage for $8, one tape, man, you listen for days. I'm missing them days, freewheeling, mean mugging rivals for no good reason, just being adolescent to grieving. But we've been so far from Eden that this paradise is hard to believe in. I'm leaving,
I'm leaving,
to a place dominated by spray painted dreams that ain't what they seem.
I'm leaving,
to find myself clinging to the edge of a notebook page, writing for days.
I'm leaving.
Yo, I'm going home to atone for abandoning my native tongue, grown from the soil of my soul that I'll toil till I'm old, passing the torch like the mic that I hold. Plowing in the field, allowing little time to rest. Fly by night, daytime, I'm chilling in my nest where memory is sending me an astral projection to way back then. I'm chasing Rakim through the speakers, reaching for the makeshift microphone marker, making mom bark, turn down the radio, complaining about the curse words. Time's absurd, the lines got blurred, another kid got served, and the whole house party bore witness to the occasion. Thus started growing my early reputation. Early 92nd generation fat laces, used to get hip bruises breaking in the basement. Mixtape making was an art that we forsaken, and the hardest thing to do was cue the tape. I'm waiting on a Sunday night, listening to Nasty Nest, paying them dues. When KEXP was KCMU, true, I'm missing them days. Freewheeling, me mugging rivals for no good reason, just being adolescent to breathing. But we've been so far from Eden that this paradise is hard to believe in.
I'm leaving,
to a place dominated by spray painted dreams that ain't what they seem.
I'm leaving,
to find myself clinging to the edge of a notebook page, writing for days.
I'm leaving.
Hey yo, I'm going home to atone for abandoning my native tongue, grown from the soil of my soul that I'll toil till I'm old, passing the torch like the mic that I hold.
The horticulture's in the pipe, so torture with the light, unfortunately. It'll be gone, but not tonight. The horticulture's in the pipe, so torture with the light, unfortunately. It'll be gone, but not tonight. The horticulture's in the pipe, so torture with the light, unfortunately. It'll be gone, but not tonight. The horticulture's in the pipe, so torture with the light, unfortunately. It'll be gone, but not tonight.
dominated by spray painted dreams. That ain't what they seem.
I'm leaving.
To find myself clinging to the edge of a notebook page, writing for days.
I'm leaving.
Yo, I'm going home to atone for abandoning my native tongue grown from the soil of my soul that I'll toil till I'm old, passing the torch like the mic that I hold.
So, what have been some of the saddest times that you've had?
Recognize your face.
I'm feeling so much better now. A stranger calls my name. There's something in her smile that makes me feel a little strange. But I don't remember you. I don't remember. Let me pass on through. I'm feeling so much better now. Did I ever learn to swim? It doesn't look that hard. I think I'll dive right in. I'm feeling so much better now. I'm feeling so much better now. Well, I'm feeling so much better now.
And when Mary Sue and Billy and I went that weekend, you remember I said, every time we go back, Daddy seems to me to be worse. And you remarked about that later. You remember how we went home on that Sunday morning before we came back to Atlanta? We went around there securing everything, trying to keep your plants from dying. And we didn't know how long he was going to be sick. And when you came back, we knew you wouldn't be able to do so many things. But the following Friday, Billy talked to him, got a doctor at CDC to talk to Daddy's doctor. That's when we found out that he had cancer. So we made our plans to go on Sunday. And I remember that was one bad trip. And on the other side of Nashville, we stopped for gas. And when Billy had gone in, Sue turned around to me and said, "Sister, I just think we're going to be too late."
He lied to you. That was Monday morning when you got there. You know, you still took things with you.
Thank you. What have been some of the happiest times in your life?
Well, I think my home and my babies and Ennis and my family, my girls educated. We'll be right back.
Your grandchildren. They're the next generation of this family.
I just wish that they all, first of all, dedicate their lives to serve and be a benefit to man. never waited to come to their roof to be a good citizen.
That's a great wish for anybody, and I'm sure one that they will cherish as the years go on as they listen to this recording.
Getting tired. Well, it's all right. Appreciate doing this, and I hope it's something that you be a pleasure to you.
Well, it's
I'm still pressing on.
Well, I hope so. Have a good night's sleep and a good trip home tomorrow. But I've enjoyed having you. Thank you for doing this recording.
And I'm supposed to go home tomorrow.
Well, I hope you have a good flight.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, and get a good night's sleep.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
I love you, too.